room in the house, say, I think these are mostly in upper class houses too, but it's not, if your living room is kept pretty formal, and you might have another room for your TV and stuff like that.
Dan.
Okay. How about a room, sometimes people who have a two-story house will have a regular bathroom upstairs, and then just a little room downstairs with just a toilet in it?
Yeah, a half bath.
Okay. What kind of heating equipment did you have in your two houses?
Well, now we have gas.
Central? Is it radiators?
No.
Vents?
No.
What?
Heaters.
Little heaters in each room?
Yeah, you got a heater in. Well, like I said, we got a heater for every room, but like I said, we got one that's, they hooked up, the way they hooked up now, we got one in my room, and that's all. That cause my sister and them don't want the one in their room, cause they figure that the heat will damage their clothes or something like that.
They don't want the cold?
Yeah. Well, it don't actually be cold, cause most of the time they'll turn the oven on in the kitchen, and it'll generate heat all through the house. And the bathroom, they figure that when they take a bath, they get too foggy and too steamy, so they don't want one in the bathroom. They want to use an electric heater. Okay. And they don't have one in the living room that says bad apparel.
Oh, really? Okay, now, is your stove also gas?
Yeah.
All right, now how about the house that you grew up in?
Oh, wow.
Did you have any heat at all?
Yeah, we had heat. But you had to do work to get that heat.
You did?
Yeah, like chopping wood.
Oh, you had fireplaces?
We had a fireplace and wood heater, a wood stove.
Uh-huh. Now, did you ever have to chop the wood?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I started chopping wood when I was about four.
Oh.
And the only reason I stopped then is because when I was chopping wood, I used to always, when my brother was chopping wood, I used to always run in the way and stuff like that. And they used to get pissed off. They used to take me and nail me to a log or something like that.
What? Nail you to a log?
It'd just be a joke, you know. I would do something and then I'd sit down. And one of them would sneak up behind me while I wasn't paying no attention. I'd be joking at them like they were twins. It was two of them twins. And I used to be joking at one of them, and the other one would come up to me and grab me quick and tack one of my sides down. And while I'm trying
okay.
And then while I'm trying to pull that side loose, my other brother come and tack the other side down.
Okay.
And by the time I reach the hammer and get loose, they'd be through.
Okay. Did you have any air conditioning? Or do you now?
Back then?
Well, either.
No. Not after that, we use mostly window fans.
Okay.
I make most of them.
You make them?
Yeah, I take old fans and repair them.
Really?
Yeah, like I say, this lady across the street from me had a good fan, but nothing wrong with it, except it needed a cord, and she'd throw it out. And I used to do it for practice. Like, I used to fix them and give them back.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, well, if I can fix them, I give them back, and they use them, I can fix them, and I can keep them, use them for myself. Now, see, like, now we start out with one fan, and I got a fan in my room, my sister got a fan in her room, got a fan for the front room, and I fixed one and gave it to my sister, and I fixed one and gave it to my brother.
That's nice.
And it all depends on what I find. Like I said, if I see something that I think I can fix it, I would get it in repair and either sell it or give it to somebody that needs it.
Or, you know, yeah, you could do it for money.
Yeah, I do it sometimes. Like, that round, like, it's illegal because I'm supposed to have a license.
Oh, I see. But if you just do it for your friends.
Yeah, I do it anyway. Like I'm saying, see, like, I take up electricity out here, and I was an electronic.
Yeah.
I used to get most of my friends' stuff and bring it out here and we fix it in the lab.
Yeah.
And then I just charge it.
Good use of the lab.
Yeah, I take it. And I used to have a little thing on the side.
That's pretty
good. But see, like, when I was in electronics, I had to do so much studying that I didn't have time to work, you know.
Oh.
And when I was working, it was hurting me in the classroom. So I had to think of me some more ways to gain money. So I just bring all this stuff out here and work on it during the day and get them fixed up. Like, me and a couple of fellas over there work on them. Or me and the teacher work on them.
All right.